This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Good morning, Dr. Pompa.
Hi.
I've been thinking about you. Because I see a lot of people.
Yeah. Phil?
And all of these people are made up of organs. And all of their organs are made up of tissue. And all of their tissue is made up of cells. So I see the human machine differently now. I see cells walking around together. And when we look in the mirror, we're not looking at a statue or something that's really fixed in stone. We're looking at a compilation of cells at a given moment in time. And I kind of figured this out in my own way. And then I heard your message. And your message is all about cellular healing. So yeah, there's an irony, maybe an importance, you know, that we connected. And it's really striking me how conventional medicine is missing it. So can you talk briefly about how the health of the body is actually the health of the cell?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, I mean, basically, we are our cells. I love this saying. I said, look, you don't get well until you fix the cell. You know, really, it's every cell expressing through DNA in the cell. That's who we are. It makes certain proteins. That's our flesh. That's our hormones. And that literally is who we are. And Phil, you and I, we talk a lot about how even our thoughts can affect our cells. Toxins can affect our cells. Our physical environments affect our cells. And therefore, that's who we are, right? So, you know, hey, we get 23 chromosomes from our mom, 23 from our dad, and that's our DNA. But, you know, Phil, that's our hard drive. It's like when you buy a new computer. You know, it's all shiny and new, and there it is. But if you buy a Macintosh, I buy a Macintosh, it's the same. It's the hard drive. Humans, by the way, folks, we're about just 1% different. It's hard to believe. I mean, you know, we look so different. So surely, you know, we must be so much, you know, different on the inside at ourselves. But really, 1% different from our DNA, from the next guy who looks so much different than me. Well, the fact is there's things called epigenetics that are over the DNA. And that's really who we are, Phil. So that can change. That's the software in your computer. So you get your computer, there's your hard drive, but now you start putting new things into your computer. I start putting new things into mine. We have totally different computers with totally different information. Phil, that's who you are. That's who I am. But we started with the same computer. Crazy.
It is crazy. And we know this about computers. It may be a pain in the butt, but the software is changeable. Right. Once you develop an awareness that it's not working the way you want it to,
yeah,
you can run different programs.
That's right.
And you and I together just spent a few days on a sort of a Florida tour, you know, speaking to people and doing some videos. And, you know, it's always good when we're driving together and hanging out together because we just brainstorm and feed each other back and forth. So when you leave, you know, it leaves me with this thought process. And if you look in, I don't want to get all esoteric and weird here, but if you look into the language of quantum physics, I said the body's made up of organs, organs made up of tissue, tissues made up of cells. There's actually something before cells in line with what you're saying, and that is, in quantum physics, potentiality.
Yeah.
In other words, before the cell becomes cooked, there's the potential to turn it into literally anything, as evidenced by Stephen Lipton's work, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce.
I'm sorry, Bruce Lipton's work. So
Stephen was his brother. I don't know. That's not true. Go ahead and make your point.
Lipton's work is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy who makes the tea.
Yeah.
I must have been thinking of Stephen Lipton who makes tea. That's Lipton tea.
Is that right? Is that true? Maybe.
No,
I don't know.
I just made that up. I think there was a Stephen Lipton in my third grade class. Somehow it got in my head.
That happens to me all the time, by the way. Yeah, a name from the past and I mixed the two.
Right. So I'm here with Michael Pompa. And that was a joke. If you just tuned in, he's Dan Pompa. So when we look at the health of the individual being ultimately the health of the cell, the condition of the individual being the condition of the cell, then if we have perfect cells, we have perfect health, right? And as you said, we're sort of born into, with exceptions, but most of us are born into a state of perfect health. And then it's a matter of what software do we run,
right?
And how much do we undo that state of health? And there are so many different directions we can take this, but there are three issues, and I know, Dr. Pompa, every single one of these three should have not only a show, but a series of shows, because they're that important. But there are three specific things that come to mind that do a very dastardly job of messing things up. And I think what is really scary is this is common. And although there's lots of denial and there's lots of media and there's lots of press and there's lots of stuff to cover it up and make the public think otherwise, this is no longer a conspiracy theory. This is the real deal. So there are three things I want to talk about today, if you're okay with it, that people need an awareness of. And, you know, perhaps we're going to go out on a limb a little bit because there is a lot of denial. But when you look at the science, you look at the research, you look at what's out there that's unbiased, I think it's clear. And I said there are three things. The first is something called glyphosate. And I know that most people have it in their garage. If you own a home, you probably have it in your garage, right? You take care of the weeds that are growing through the pavers in your driveway. So it is common. It is common. But it goes much deeper than that. So can you just kind of start to talk about what this is and what it does?
Yeah, I mean, it is just a start, right? Glyphosate is the active ingredient in, I think most of our listeners have heard this, Roundup. Well, Roundup is the number one pesticide herbicide in the world. This is a big chemical that we're spraying on our food supply. It's ubiquitous in our food supply. I mean, everybody is being exposed. Last I read, it is 100% of the people that they tested, they found it in their blood and their urine. So it's it's unavoidable. I mean, we're all being exposed, obviously some of us to greater levels. We could talk a lot about this, but the science is clear. Glyphosate affects humans. It affects humans at the cellular level. It turns on bad DNA. It runs some bad software, no doubt. It puts holes, literally, in human gut, which leaky gut now is responsible for food intolerances, food allergies. And look, I know there's, Phil, there's a lot of people that have gluten sensitivity. This is a hot topic, right? I mean, gluten's this, gluten's that. But, you know, I wrote an article and I said it's not just gluten. Matter of fact, it's really the glyphosate, because it's this glyphosate out of studies out of MIT that is shown to open up these tight junctions in our gut, create this leaky gut, and now this gluten protein crosses over. That's why some people, they can eat bread, they're not affected at all. Other people eat it, they are. It's really the glyphosate. This is the real bad guy when we're talking about gluten and other problems.
If somebody asked you, how could I screw up my cellular health? You would probably say, feed the cell bad cell food, right?
Yeah.
Bad nutrition into that cell, just as you would for an individual. Or the cell, of course, needs oxygen. So limit or compromise the oxygen supply or put in the wrong chemicals. Now, when I say the wrong chemicals, neurotransmitters are chemicals. Those wonderful things we call endorphins are chemicals. So there are chemicals that are cell-friendly. There are chemicals that are part of the process of the way cells interplay. But then there are the bad ones. And is there any denial that glyphosate is one of the bad ones?
Yeah, well, you know, I had the pleasure of interviewing Stephanie Seneff, and she is the senior scientist at MIT. And if you look at her studies, the answer to that is there is no doubt this stuff is bad to the cells.
We're going to talk more about Stephanie's studies when we return. Phil Kaplan, Dr. Daniel Pompa on Health Seekers Radio. Be right back.
so, you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Pop and I just had a very interesting talk on the break, and I think that'll become a future show. And I really, you know, I said we were hanging out together and driving around and having some meals together, and somebody should have a microphone on us all the time because really some good stuff comes out there. Because
well, that's, you know, a show. That's a show. That's a show, right?
It is, exactly right. And, you know, it is because, I don't know if it's by nature or what you and I have evolved to, but we truly are seekers. You know, we're looking, we're exploring, yeah. And every day we learn, sure, and we evaluate, and does this make sense? So before the break, we were talking about glyphosate. You spoke about Joanne Senef's work. And
no, I know what you're up to.
That was a joke. Stephanie. But here's a I'll use the word statistic, although I don't know if it's verified. But I found some things online that suggest that up to 75% of commercially grown agricultural crops have been modified to be glyphosate resistant. Does that sound real or possible to you?
Well, look, with the explosion of genetically modified organisms, and by the way, that's part of the what they're doing is they're genetically modifying these things to basically resist the chemical glyphosate. The same company who is making genetically modified organisms is the same company who makes the chemical. Go figure. Monsanto.
That's called, yeah, creating a need for your solution. That's
yeah,
what that
right?
is, right? Creating
yeah.
the need. We've got
yeah.
the solution. Now we have to create the need.
Right.
So in short, what they've done is they've figured out how they can take this herbicide, this chemical that kills living organisms. That's what an herbicide mm-hmm. is, right?
Yeah.
How can they take this chemical and grow more crops by stopping weeds from bothering the growing corn? So they learn to hybridize or change or genetically modify the crop so that it could handle huge amounts of glyphosate
yeah.
and the corn still looks like corn, right? But
yeah.
there's something very different about it. And that scares, I mean, the whole thing is scary. It does seem very futuristic and devious.
Yeah.
But when you see up to 75%, you look around any grocery store and you go, where did this stuff come from? Right? You're looking around. You don't know the farm. You don't know where this grew. So it's, I think, fair to say that most of the foods in the produce section of your supermarket have lots of glyphosate present.
Correct. Yeah. And here's the scary part. Of course, the genetically modified stuff, it does contain, I mean, 10 times at least the amount of this chemical. However, they're spraying this chemical basically on every conventional grain eaten today. Why? It's called desiccation. It literally kills the grain. It shrivels it up. That's the desiccation process. Well, why are they doing that? Because it increases profits, ultimately. It makes it easier to harvest and even makes it let go of more seed, if you will. So harvest goes up. Harvest becomes easier. Profits rise. So we are being exposed to this chemical like no time ever. And again, when we look at Senef's work, we know that it's putting holes in the gut. We know that it's even damaging three basically amino acids that we need to make brain chemicals. Well, it's destroying certain bacteria that really are in the production of these brain chemicals called neurotransmitters, right? So when we look at these chemicals that they're disrupting, well, they're the same chemicals that people need to feel good, Phil, right? We have all these people taking all these psychotropic drugs, serotonin uptake inhibitors, so they produce more serotonin or actually utilize more serotonin and all these brain chemicals to feel better, not be depressed. Well, meanwhile, what is really happening? We're being exposed to this chemical that's destroying gut bacteria. We're not making enough of these neurotransmitters. Our brain's being affected. So wait a minute. Let's just give people another chemical that keeps the uptake of serotonin and affects our neurotransmitters. Is this the answer, really? I mean, this is crazy, but this is what we're finding. Instead of realizing this is disrupting human biochemistry in our gut and therefore our brain between our ears.
Yeah. It's treated as if this is a deficiency that is fixable with the medication, with an exogenous chemical, right? Oh, this person's having trouble thinking. This person's stressed. This person's upset all the time. This person's very moody. Let's give them a drug, as if it really was a deficiency and not that compound.
Yeah.
But it isn't.
Yeah.
It's a compromise at the cellular level, which is where we started, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a short version of a very long list, and this is just what I found just on the break. I was just kind of looking a little bit at what effects can be linked to glyphosate. So I'm going to read them to you. Tell me if any of it surprises you. And this is a short version of a long list. Birth defects, Parkinson's, ADHD and related attention disorders, endocrine disruption, cellular death, reduction in sperm count, premature puberty, premature menopause, DNA changes, escalation in cancer cells, likelihood of tumor growth, regeneration of cancer cells, neurodegeneration. That's about enough, right?
Yeah, that's enough. And the list will go on because of its disruption in our gut, in our DNA, in our brains. And, Phil, it's driving something right now that I see exploding all across the planet, and that's autoimmune conditions. Most people, if you have unexplainable symptoms, you don't know what's going on, most likely you have autoimmune. It just takes years before they slap a label on it, like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, the list goes on and on. However, most is not diagnosed. Our body, what autoimmune is, folks, simple. Our body's own immune system is driving an attack, driving inflammation in a set of unexplainable symptoms, typically starting with fatigue, brain fog, you know, disruption in all those things you mentioned. Well, why is this chemical related to this? Because when you put holes in the gut, you start to cross things over the gut into our bloodstream, and our own immune system starts to make antibodies against it, and it drives inflammation. And Phil, here's the other part. We have certain bacteria in our gut that this chemical kills, and what happens is we now don't produce certain immune cells called T regulatory cells. What those mean is they regulate your immune system. So therefore, we kill the bacteria. We can't produce T regulatory cells. We can't control our own immune system, aka your body's now attacking itself. This isn't my opinion. This is scientific fact.
Yeah, and as I said at the beginning, you know, this topic, glyphosate, is a series of shows. I mean, it's more than we could possibly.
We opened a can of worms.
That's exactly what we did. So the can of worms is open, and we have two more worms to talk about, you know, as we move forward on the show today. Right. But these are things that disrupt human health by working insidiously at the cellular level, and people don't know. So at the very least, what I'm hoping is we give people an awareness today, and of course, they have to join us every week, and we'll give them more and more and more. But the question becomes, what should I do about it?
Yeah,
and I think it was your conversation with Stephanie Seneff where she spoke about even a small amount. Was that?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll open up the gut. Absolutely.
So when people go, okay, I'm not going to use Roundup anymore, right? I'm not going to use this product on my lawn anymore. I'm not going to kill weeds with it. But they're still buying conventional produce in the supermarket. Are they still at risk?
Yeah, that's a greater risk. You're getting more from that than you are from the Roundup you're using around your house. Typically, we don't use that much around our home. Yeah, so look, simple advice, right? This is a big reason to buy 100% organic. If you're any grain, buy it organic. Big, big tip, because that's probably where some of the greatest exposures. Do not buy GMO. Another huge tip. Those two tips alone will cut your dose down probably 80% right there.
Here's what I want to tell you. It is unlikely that your conventional medicine checkup will even go into this topic. That's why you need us. We'll be back more right after this.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And we step forward into the second half of today's Health Seekers Radio. And I think we have to talk about Metallica, Iron Maiden, who else? Black Sabbath, Judas Priest. Who am I missing?
I don't know, but I can't say I liked any of those bands very much. But they are heavy metal bands. I just wasn't into heavy metals.
Yeah. So what do these bands have in common with the light bulb and the thermostat in your home, right? Heavy metal.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You can guess that's the turn we're taking right now. If you're just tuning in before the break, we were talking about the true dangers of glyphosate and how common it is, how prevalent it is, not only in lawn products, not only in the herbicides that you're going to buy in the Home Depot, but in the foods that you're picking up that you think are healthy because they're in the produce section. So I think we created a little bit of an awareness and absolutely a need to discuss it further. But you mentioned the work of Stephanie Seneff, who I know you've had conversations with, and you referenced something that she discovered, and that is glyphosate actually affects your body's uptake of heavy metals, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So it's kind of a good turn to take because I said the way we can screw up the cell is by giving it bad food, bad air, bad chemicals. Well, let's look what happens when they start to mount upon each other. So glyphosate is one monster, but now we have heavy metals. And I think the one that really merits the most conversation right now would be mercury. Mm. So get us started there. Why is this a danger? How does it combine with glyphosate to start to break down things further at the cellular level and ultimately affect our health?
I remember years ago someone shared with me a video from the University of Calgary, I believe. And I just, when you said that, envisioned this video where they actually took some mercury and they put it in with a neuron. And within seconds, the neuron started degenerating. The neuron's a nerve, literally. And there's something in it, you know, called tubulin. And I mean, you just watched how it degenerated the nerve. Mercury is considered the second most toxic thing on the planet. And yeah, it's a neurotoxin. It does degenerate nerves. There's no buddy that would disagree with that. Where the disagreement is where the number one sources are, perhaps, or well, we don't realize the exposure that we're getting on a daily basis. Look in the mirror, if you have a mirror around, and look and see if you have any of those dark fillings in your mouth that we call silver fillings, but typically they're black by now. That filling contains 50% mercury. Yeah, and that leaches right into your brain day in,
okay,
day
now,
out.
I said earlier that some of what we talk about is going to sound a little bit like, you know, panic, conspiracy theory. And the American Dental Association still has a very high level of denial as to whether or not the mercury in your teeth. What we do know is that mercury, as you said, is a neurotoxin. And we know that it can enter the cell whether you inhale it or whether you ingest it. Correct?
Correct.
That we know.
Now we
but
know.
Now the question is, if it's in your body, if it's in your teeth, are you safe? Are you protected from it? And then how do you address the fact that so many people go to their dentist because they saw a video on YouTube and they ask the dentist, and the dentist goes, no, that's nonsense.
Yeah, well, look, it most countries in the world are banning this stuff and have bans on it, except here in the United States. We are afraid of a backlash. Almost every year before Congress, due to public outcry, we are trying to rate this amalgam filling, is what it's called, those silver fillings, folks, as hazardous waste. By the way, before that filling goes in your mouth, it's handled and considered hazardous waste. The moment it goes in your mouth, it's called safe by the ADA. Oh, by the way, the moment it comes out of your mouth and hits the dental tray, it is now handled as what it is, hazardous waste. So therefore, somehow, your government protective body wants you to believe that it changes categories of hazard when it enters your mouth. Folks, it becomes more toxic in your mouth, not less, because the acid environment that causes something called galvanism, where it can actually cause a current which makes that mercury come out of that filling in a vapor into your brain every day. Oh, and when you eat hot things, it makes it come out even more. When you chew foods that are hot, it pouring out right into your brain. Now, that's not my opinion. That's fact.
You know, we often refer to scientists, and I do know some scientists personally, but not most of them. You know some scientists personally. But there are people out there who are truly committed to discovery. They have no agenda. There are many scientists who are employed by companies who have an agenda, right? They have something specific they want to prove. So they'll find a way to skew and twist the research. But when you look at science for science's sake, you have to just go, there's no agenda here. It must be true. And one of the things that I don't think people realize the magnitude of the impact of what I'm about to say, but scientists have been looking at mercury levels in glaciers.
Yeah, it's there.
It's there. It's higher than it's ever been, and the glaciers are melting. So I want you to understand, when we talk about mercury, if you're limited to thinking you're off the hook because you had your amalgams removed, I want you to realize it is in every single river in America. Every single river.
Well, look, this is a whole show because, I mean, first of all, you know, folks, you don't run and just get these things out. You know, they drill on these things and you're vaporizing more mercury. Now, I believe everyone should have them out. However, there's a process. We could talk more about that on a future show. I just opened another can. I have worms all over my desk right now. And watch the worms. But, you know, look, I mean, this is... I have to pull back, Phil, because this is what made me sick. You know, these fillings are extremely toxic. Yes, and amalgam illness takes years, 30 years. Oh, I have fillings. I feel fine. Okay, now. But look, they vaporize mercury. It builds up in the brain. I said it's not my opinion. Duresh, look, they published studies, you know, years ago and many others that show that the number of fillings in your mouth is proportional to how much in your brain. And that was actually a FASEB study right there. The Duresh study showed, ladies, the number of fillings in your mouth is proportional to how much is in your baby's brain just from in utero. So therefore, yes, it is bioaccumulating in our tissues, in our brains, and absolutely is leading to the epidemic of illnesses that we're seeing today.
So, Dan, are you saying that if somebody does not have any metal in their mouth, but their parents did, they've got mercury in their body that doesn't belong there?
four generations it's estimated to breed out. Now, you add that to the fact that our parents and us grew up in the lead generation, exposed to fumes of gasoline, all have lead. It was ubiquitous in our environment. The paint had lead. Everything had lead. We put those two metals together, and there's a nasty synergy, something in science we call a lethal dose value. That means you kill more rats when you put them together, simply put. So when you kill more rats than they do individually, when you put them together, there's a tenfold synergy. So we have lead exposure, and we have mercury. And it is four generations just to breed this stuff out from the exposures that we have had.
And let's take it a step further. Even if you don't have amalgams, and your mom didn't have amalgams, and your grandmother didn't have amalgams, there's still a good likelihood that you've got some mercury issues going on at the cellular level, because it comes to us from mercury toxic foods, from environmental mercury, from the fallout from manufacture of certain compounds. You mentioned to somebody the other day, I heard you say that you used to use contact lens solution with thimerosal, right?
That's right. If you used contact lens solution, the saline solution in the 80s, early 90s, it was the number one adult source that was going right into our brains. How about methylate? My father loved methylate. He used that stuff all over my body. No wonder, another source that I had. But look, you know, I think that we hear a lot about the environmental sources, right? I mean, that's a big deal right now. It's in vogue to talk about the environment and cleaner environments. But, you know, most of the exposure is right under our nose that we're putting in our body, right? I mean, these amalgam fillings. What about vaccinations? You know, every flu shot still has 25 micrograms of mercury. If that amount was spilled in a school, they would bring the guys in the hazmat suits. You know, I mean, that's a lot of mercury injected into our bodies. And I don't know if I mentioned this on a past show. The number one quoted biologist, immunologist, Hugh Fuddenberg, he showed that if you've had a flu shot for 10 years in a row, this is his study, increases tenfold your chances of developing Alzheimer's. So why, he said, when asked, the bioaccumulation of heavy metals in the brain.
So we've got glyphosate, a bad guy. We've got mercury, a bad guy. I'll be back with one more after these very, very important words.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're talking about some bad guys here today on Hell Seekers Radio. We're talking about some compounds, some things, some elements that can really screw things up for you at the cellular level, affect your health. And I think what's really scary about this is this can all be going on in your body and your doctor may not even look to identify it. He might not even have the thought to go there, to inquire. Dr. Papa, we had dinner when you were in Florida with Dr. David Bleiweiss, who's an incredible mm-hmm. functional medicine doctor. And he does an exam that is so far beyond what most doctors would do. His exam takes 90 minutes as opposed to the 7 or 8 that a conventional doctor would spend. But one of the first things he does is say, open your mouth. Right? Let's take a look. Let's see what you got. Right. And he'll count the amalgam fillings. So we spoke about the dangers of mercury. And by the way, the point I don't think I got to make was even if you don't have fillings, don't think you're off the hook. Because if you're loving sushi, I'm telling you this, all U.S. river fish have levels of mercury that can be detrimental to your health. And the large ocean fish, right? The predator fish that eat smaller ones. So what do you do was the question we spoke about glyphosate, make organic choices. What do you do when it comes to mercury? You got to make some changes. And it doesn't mean never eat fish. But, you know, Dr. Pop, I know when we go to dinner, you're very careful. You'll ask questions. Where does the salmon come from? You know, you'll scratch your head. Where does this come from? And it seems a little like overkill, but you know what? It's vital. So people need to learn to do that. Unless you are catching a smaller fish that will fit in a pan, yourself in the ocean, in cold waters, you really have to be a detective to figure out what's safe and what isn't. And if you are eating a ton of sushi, I would say get your mercury checked. And again, this is a show in itself because now, again, 20 different pathways we can go down, right? But I want to give people enough so at least they can make some positive movement away from cellular destruction and back toward health. I said there are three monsters, and one of them was glyphosate. And three we're going to talk about today. The second, mercury and heavy metals. And then the third, it almost is like a horror movie when you really start to understand what's going on. Because the third are actually living organisms that move into your body and colonize. And we're talking about spirochetes and mycotoxins. And where does this come from, Dr. Papa? Why are people hosting these invaders? And what is it doing to the cell?
Yeah, biotoxins. Sounds like a movie, right? Sounds like something that's going to invade my home. Well, it's definitely invading our bodies. That simply means it's a toxin produced by a living organism. Mold being the most pervasive that we're being exposed to with the way we're building homes today. We're building them tighter and tighter, which, by the way, keeps toxins in, but also humidity and moisture. And this is forming mold. I tell you, all really we need to form mold. It's everywhere, right? Mold spores can plant themselves anywhere there's water, and all you have to do is feed them. Well, think about what drywall is. There's paper. By the way, cellulose is the favorite food of mold. I mean, I don't know what your favorite food is, but it's like the pizza for mold, right? They love it, the stuff. Well, we put drywall in every home that contains cellulose, paper on the outside, and all we got to do is add water. And now we have mold. And I'll tell you, Phil, you know, when I see these unexplainable illnesses, people who just gain weight and can't lose it, all of a sudden have fatigue and thyroid issues and all these weird conditions, I call these toxins the three amigos because they work synergistically together. You already have been exposed to metals, you've bioaccumulated to your life, and now you just get this mold exposure. And boom, now you have the illnesses. And, you know, Phil, you said it best. How many doctors really are asking questions, looking for mold toxicity, which is really called biotoxic issues? And how many? Very few. And that's why I'm going around the country training doctors on how to look for these neurotoxic conditions like heavy metals and biotoxins, you know, being basically made worse by this chemical glyphosate. My gosh, I mean, think about it. No wonder so many people are sick, Phil. Think about it.
I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you can answer, but I'm curious your perspective on this. We both know Dr. Richie Shoemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Shoemaker wrote a book called Mold Warriors, and then there was a follow-up to it. But he's been held up among those who understand what you're sharing right now as the mold guy, right? The mold doctor, the guy who knows how to fix it. And I honestly believe at some level he saved my life. So I do appreciate his wisdom. I do appreciate his education. But I'm curious why other doctors who are perhaps not as progressive and are kind of stuck in the mainstream of medicine completely reject the information in those books. They go, well, this isn't science. Why is that? I mean, it's kind of frustrating to say, let me prove something to you. Here's this. Here's that. Here's what happens when you put them together. And people go, nah. And you go, but look, I just showed you. Mm-hmm. No, that's not science. Why do you think that is? Because, the concern here is there are a few doctors, as you said, who are willing to look for metals and who are willing to look for mold exposures or even Lyme disease.
Yeah,
why is
science,
it so readily rejected?
The science is irrefutable. However, you know, something happens that the way we think about things in our past, it's very difficult to change people's perspective, right? So we think about mold as this thing causes some respiratory issues you get exposed to. We think about mold allergies. Okay, we're not talking about a mold allergy here, folks. We're talking about biotoxic illness. We're talking about people who develop severe hormone disruption, chronic fatigue, pain, chronic pain. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's unknown. So therefore, if it's unknown, if they can't identify it, if they can't run a typical test of blood work and say, oh, this is your problem, and then have a typical name for it that they slap on it, then that means it doesn't exist. Amalgam illness is typically, that's from the silver fillings again, the heavy metal. It's typically diagnosed as it's in your head. Well, it's in your head, all right, typically in the fillings and the mercury that's bioaccumulated there. Mold illness is the same way. They don't have a standard test when you go to the doctor. So therefore, to them, it doesn't exist. It must be in your head. Take a psychotropic drug and go on your way. This is what we're dealing with, Phil.
You know, having had some mold exposure, becoming very ill, and then meeting Dr. Shoemaker, and then ultimately you, and getting well, lots of people find me when they're exposed to mold. I get phone calls, I get emails, and people want to know, you know, what should I do? And they'll always tell me a story of something. They were doing a renovation. They pulled out a cabinet. They saw the wall behind it was black, right? Something always identifies that there is mold. That's when they contact me. Not when they're getting sick, but when they link it with mold. And when they ask me what to do, I go, get out of the house. That's the first thing. If you don't get out of that house, now you can relate to this. If you don't get out of that house, there's nothing you can do because you are allowing these invaders to continue to occupy your body, right? And in all likelihood, they won't kill you because they will survive within you. So they'll make you really sick. So it's very easy for people to go, you're just stressed, nervous breakdown, right? But really what's happening is, these mycotoxins, these biotoxins are causing neurological impairment and hormonal dysfunction. So those become real. It's just the source that is not identified. And this is the frustrating part. They'll say something like, oh, no, I have somebody coming in to fix it. Oh, I got a remediation company. Oh, I call this company and they're going to take a look at it. And they won't get out of the house. It's frustrating because it's this veil of disbelief that has people very stuck. You know, eating foods that are glyphosate filled, leaving the mercury in their mouth as they eat sushi, and living in mold. And there's this denial.
So look, these toxins aren't average toxins, right, folks? That's why I call them the three amigos. Because they work synergistically together, make people very sick. There's almost an evilness about these things. You know, mercury. You know, it's called the god of deception. Think about this. What have we been deceived? Well, we've been deceived the fact that they put it in vaccines and call it safe. It's not safe. You know, they put it in many things like the thimerosal in the contact lenses. We've been deceived. The god of deception. Mold. Do you realize in Leviticus 14 in the Bible, it talks about mold almost as an evil entity. I mean, you had to go to the priest when you found this stuff in your house. these toxins, I'm telling you, they are not normative. You know, this is an evil, trio of toxins. And I had hidden infections in here. But, this is the stuff that really shuts down your detox pathways, Phil, and really just causes our bodies to start accumulating every other toxin we're exposed to. These things are bad. They're nasty.
The question that everybody asks when they go to the doctor and identify what is really wrong is, can I get well? And I have to say yes. I have to say yes. You know, can you pass that tipping point? Yeah, sure. Of course you can. Right? It depends how many times you want to hit yourself in the head, because that's really what you're doing with these repeated exposures. But, you know, if you're still functional, if you're still able to think, and if you're still willing to change your mindset to a place of belief that you can get well, then you can. But it's not going to happen by itself. It's going to happen when you take control. And nobody's going to give you that control better than myself and Dr. Daniel Pompa. That's why you need to join us every single episode of Health Seekers Radio. Another one comes to a close. We'll be back next week.
See you then.
Bye, everybody.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.